Chelek Yudalid, Sheftim Beis. It's also a Siyam HaMasechta Zvachim that the Rebbe said, Chofov Toshin Choftes. Ala Posik Novi Bekir Bucha Miachecha Komeini, Yokim Lucha Hashem Alikecha, Elif Tishmon, Omer Razal, Elif Tishmon, Afila Eimu Lucha, Aver Alachas Mekol Mitzvah Shebetera, Kigen Eliyo Bahar HaKarmel, Hakel Lufisho Shmaloi. That if the Navi tells you to be Eivra al Mitzvah Hateira, if it's Be'efen Shal Lufisho, not Le'elam, or only Lufisho, and the example is Eliyo Bahar HaKarmel, so Eilof Tishmo, you're supposed to listen to the Navi. That's the Pasuk, in this Parsha. V'hinei ala, that's a Gemara in Yevamos. V'hinei ala Pasuk Yishomu Lecha, Pentale Elisecha, B'chol Mokim HaShatira. So the Pasuk says, B'chol Mokim HaShatira, Darsha B'sifri, Avalatamayla B'chol Mokim Shiyemu Lecha HaNavi, Kiderech She'el Eliyo Bahar HaKarmel. So this is already a pasuk that speaks about the Isur Bom, that the Isur Bom is only B'chol Mokim HaShatira, Masha'inkin, in a place where the Navi tells you to be Maila, that's not included in the Isur Boms. So on that, the Rabbi is, so L'churein Amuvim, Mekiv, and Shiesh Nitzivi Kloloi, the Eilof Tishmon, Amechayiv, L'shmeil HaNavi, Imu Eimer, Aver Alachas, Mikol Mitzvah Shebeteira, the Chari Muvim, Shebechlal Zehu Gam, Hachiv, L'shmei Eilof, שהוא אמר להקריב בבומה בשעס יסר בומס. ואם כן, לא מלון לימוד מיוחד, מדיוק הדקרו בכל מוקם אשר תירה, שאתה מיילה בכל מוקם שאימה לכו הנובי. The Chulid is a very simple din, that you're supposed to listen to a Novi, even if the Novi tells you to be Eva al Mitzvah Satera, which obviously also means that if the Novi tells you to be makriv in a bomber, so that's part of the general din, you're supposed to listen to the Novi, even though it's an Isser. But if he's telling you temporarily to do this Isser, for example, to be makriv in the bomb, you have to listen to him. The other pasuk, the drasha in Sefri seems to be a drasha in Hilchas Bomb. And as he's saying, a bomb is only, you know, to be makriv, but chomach mashatira. A place where a Navi tells you is not included in the Isser Bombs. And if it would be included in the Isser Bombs, l'chura, there's no problem if it's included in the Isser Bombs. Because a Navi, when you listen to a Navi, even against an Isser, What's the negeya to say that when you're makiv in a bomb, it's not included in the Issa bombs? That's the question. V'hine hagoyner gitzovi mevi mashomi b'yushalmi. Over there it says azoy. Ein abom in niteres ele b'novi. My time, hishomu l'cho pentale l'isecha b'chol mokim ha-shatira kiyem b'mokim v'gem. So the pasuk says that you shouldn't be myla bechol hishamu l'chav mentale elisecha bechol makom shatira veliyo makri b'shayis abamis. Is amar absimloi debura debera amar lei eliyo said ubedvar chasisi. What's the tash bedvar chasisi bidibur chasisi? That what he did was based on dibur chav the Yebishter. That's what it says in the Yerushalmi. That so Lashon Yerushalmi is ein habom niteres ele b'novi. So Mevayis the Rogat Shaver learns pshat in Yerushalmi that Yerushalmi svirulei the zeu din dal pi novi yechelum lahakri b'bomer b'shas migdash ve'ein olav shem shchut echutz klal v'have a carbon. There's the chiddush over here is what in the Yerushalmi is not only that you're allowed to do, you'll be makriv in the bomber, despite the fact that it's shchut echutz, and normally you're not allowed to be makriv in the bomber, but you don't rechazach with the issur, you do it anyways. The chiddush of the Yerushalmi, the way the Rosh Hashanah is learning pshat, that when the Navi says you can be makriv here, so then it becomes, it's no longer shchut echutz, and it becomes a regular carbon. It becomes a carbon that's being makriv, kilu it's not shchut echutz. That's what the diuk is of the Yerushalmi. Because he's learning pshat that the bum is niteres. Masha'inkin and Bavli. And Bavli doesn't say that. In the Bavli it says that Elof Tishmo, you're supposed to listen to the Novi. So he says, Masha'inkin and Bavli are now, they sphirily came. So the Rebbe teaches with Alpiza, the Das Yerushalmi hariz a din b'dini bum. The Das Yerushalmi is not a din in Hilchas Novi. It's a din in bum, which means Alpia Novi, nifkor ha'yisr shal akrove b'bomis, B'shas Mikdash. Normally, B'shas Mikdash, there's an Issa Lakrib B'bomis. But when a Navi says, so then that Issa goes off, Varehin mutaris, kemeshayu mutaris, terem shbiyasim shubnei Yisrael Yerushalayim. There was the chatan that there was a bummer was mutar before the Yidden came to Yerushalayim between Shile and Yerushalayim. So the bummer was mutar. So over here also, when the Navi says you can be makriv in the bummer, so at that point in time, it's not the pshat be'atzim, the bummer is osir. But you're supposed to listen to the Navi. At that point in time, when the Navi says it, it becomes mutar. And obviously you're moving. Shechidr din zed deyish limud miyuchad. You can't ask a kasha. Why does the Yerushalmi have a special limud for this? L'chura, let's learn this out from Eilav Tishmon. Because no, ke'en leilav zem Eilav Tishmon. Because she'enin yoni hafkoas etzim han isra al pi anovi. In Eilav Tishmon, it doesn't say that the isra bomba becomes uis. Kiyim hachiyuv l'shmeya Eilav ulav aleisa. In the din of Eilav Tishmon, it says, although it's an isra isra, but there's another chiyuv, there's a chiyuv to listen to the Navi, despite the fact that it's isra. Obviously, you're not doing anything wrong, you're listening to the Navi. But what's the Navi tell you? To do something which bepashtus is a yisr. So that's the chiddush of the Yishalmi, the chiddush of Yishalmi name. That the vart over here is that it became uis bama. The bama was niteres. That's how the Rogat Shav is learning pshat ni Yishalmi. Masha'enkin, abavli, harigam al pian Navi, lein nifka gufo yisr dakrav bebamas. Ve'ein zel din bedin in nevo, shal pit sivu an Navi. So basically, the Yerushalmi, the Rogachov is establishing that there's two dinim. There's a din of the Yerushalmi, a din of the Bavli. And there's two ways of understanding it. In other words, when you say that you're allowed to be makriv in a bomber when a Navi says you're allowed, when a Navi tells you to. So I'll pray the Yerushalmi, the Pshat is that at that point in time, it doesn't have a din of an Isser Bomis. The Isser Bomis didn't include when the Navi was saying it. It's just like the Isser Bomis don't apply before they came to Yerushalayim. It doesn't apply when the Navi says you should be makriv in a bomb. That's how it comes out from Yerushalayim. And that's a chiddush legabi the din of Eilav Tishmon. Masha'enkin and Bavli, where they include the heter of being makriv in a bomb in the words of Eilav Tishmon, of Eliyahu Bahar Carmel, that's the example that's given over there in Yevamos. Kigen Eliyahu Bahar Carmel. So basically, he doesn't hold of this Yerushalmi. He holds that the heter of being makriv in a bomber is a din in Novi. It's not a din in bomber. It's a din in Novi. Al pizah moving the pashtus gam b'negei l'drashas hasifri shegam hu chelik al abavli. So the Rebbe asked earlier, why do we need this drash of the sifri? So the answer is again, the Sifri is also arguing with the Bavli. Shaludasa Sifri, Liitochn Lohavi Hod Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel, Tidugma Alatzivi Klolu De'elof Tishmon, Afilu Eimol Cholaver Alachas Mikol Mitzvah Shebetera, because according to the Sifri, since there's a Pasi B'chol Mokma Shetira, which teaches us that when a Navi tells you to be Makav in Obama, that doesn't have a din of Obama, when an Isser Obama. So the Mela, so the limud of Eilav Tishmon wouldn't apply to Obama. It's Bekitzer. So we have over here a Machlekes, Bavli and Yerushalmi, and the Sifri is like the Yerushalmi, it's Nachamot. In the Bavli it comes out that the reason why you're supposed to be Makriv in Obama, when a Novi tells you to be Makriv in Obama, is with the din of Eilav Tishmon. You're supposed to listen to a Novi, even if he tells you to go against Dini Atera. Masha'enkin in the Sifri, he's saying that when the Navi tells you to be makriv in a bomber, that's not the bomber that the Torah was talking about. The bomber that the Torah was talking about was only b'chol makom ha'shetira. And that's also what the Yerushalmi holds. That's what b'dvar chasisi, b'dibur chasisi, that ein ha'bomber niteres ele b'novi. So through the Navi, the bomber became niteres. That's what the Yerushalmi is saying. So it comes out, so there's the Shittas HaBavli, which L'chura doesn't seem to say that it's a heter in the bomber becomes mutter fakert. It's a din in Eilav Tishmon. Masha'enkin, the shita of the Sifri, which says that it's a heter in the bomber, and therefore, the pastors, you don't need the din of Eilav Tishmon. And al derech zeh, according to the Yerushalmi, you won't need the din of Eilav Tishmon to justify to be makriv in the bomber. That's l'chura what it says here. Siv beis. Omnom ein zeh muvan. What comes out is that there's a machlekes, Bavli and Yerushalmi, that according to the Bavli, it's a din in the Navi, Eilav Tishmon, and according to the Yerushalmi, it's a din in the Bama, that the Bama, when there's a Navi, So it doesn't have a din of an Isser Bumas. And Alder al Zeh, that's the Sifri. The Maisa is, the Rebbe is going to bring, that the Sifri himself brings also the drush of Eilat of Shmon, and he brings the Eilat of Shmon, Legabe Liyo Barakam. So obviously, these two drushes, the drush of the Sifri and the drush of the Bavli, aren't mutually exclusive. They're not a steer one to the other. In other words, we're assuming that if the Bavli brings Liyo Barakam, Legabe Eilat of Shmon, so obviously he doesn't hold of the Sifri. Because, I mean, if there's a din called Eilat Tishmon, so what do I need the Sifri? What do I need the Sifri for? Or L'chur? So, and if you're saying that Eilat Tishmon is going L'gabe L'yo Bar HaKarmel, so what do you need another din? Or you could say the other way. If you have the other din, why do we need the din of Eilat Tishmon? So, Memel, but we see L'pel that the Sifri holds a book. Nachma. Siv Beis. Amun Einun Zemuv. Harigama Sifri, maybe Hadrosh Anal, Allah Posik Eilif Tishmon, Vigam maybe Al Zahad Dugma Melior of Harakam. Vimkein Hariyev Shalemar, the man the Omer, the Drosha Zu, Chelik al Hadrosha, the Aval Maila Ate Bechol Mokim, Shamaluchan Avichul. Originally, the Rebbe Nemdon, that Luchura, the Gemara in Yivomis, doesn't hold of the Sifri. The Sifri and the Gemara in Yivomis are arguing. But in the Sifri, we see clear in the Sifri that he brings the same drasha of the Gemara in Yevamos, and from Desveng he brings the drasha of Avalata Maila b'chol makom ashtirim. Is al pizat tzorich leimer shegam l'deyazu knows even if you hold that Eilat Tishmon is teaching you about Eliyahu b'har HaKarmel, ubemeila gam l'das habavli, which Bavli says that clearly, is arezed din b'dinei boma. Knows besides L'chura the Din, that there is a Din called Eilat Tishmon, which is L'chura Din in Hilchas Navi, that doesn't exclude also holding that there is a Din in Hilchas Navi, that Hilchas Bama, that the Bama that a Navi told you to be Makiv doesn't have a Din of a Bama. Shal pi Navi Muteris, Kidal Halan Sifei. So earlier the Rebbe Taka asked, L'chura, once we have a Din of Eilat Tishmon, Vasid Negea, that there should also be a Din in Bama. What's in the get that should be a din and bama? Maybe you could ask Fakir also. If there's a din and bama, so why do I need a din of Eilat Tishmon? That's what the Rebbe is going to be masber. But Lepel, in Bavli, it doesn't say this din, befurish, that a bama, that a Navi said to be makriv, is not a din bama. It doesn't say that. In Bavli, it says Eilat Tishmon, and it brings the example of Eliyahu Bar HaKarmel. So we assume that the Bavli taka doesn't hold of this Avla B'mokim HaShatira. But now that we see that the Sifri brings also the Lima of the Bavli, in Fundesvini brings B'mokim HaShatira, so we could assume that the Bavli also holds of the Lima of the B'mokim HaShatira, even though he doesn't bring it. Befrat al pi haklal, the hecha she'ef shel hashri z'das ha-Bavli v'das ha-Rishalmi v'ha-Sifri, v'chulu, amrinan ken afilu b'tir ha-Zdochuk. And over here, Befrat, that the Rebbe is going to bring a whole Arichos HaRaya, to prove that's the Bi Arichos over here in the Siyum of Masechet Zvachim, that the Bavli Beferish holds of this limud of Mokum HaShatira. It says Nachamol. In Gemara itself, it says that Eilat Tishmon Eliyahu Bar HaKarmel. There is a musig in Yerushalmi, in Sifri, that there is a concept says that it's not only a psadin that you listen to the Novi because of the din of Eilat Tishmon, there's another din that a bomber, after a Navi tells you to be makriv in a bomber, doesn't have a din of a bomber, doesn't have a din of the Isser Bumas, which that says in Sifri and in Yerushalmi, which is not a stira to the din of Eilat Tishmon. You have to understand why, but we see in the Sifri that he has both. And the Rebbe is namingon that the Bavli also holds of this b'mokim ha-shetira. Because b'pashtos, why should you say the Bavli and Yerushalmi and the Sifri are arguing if there's no hechrach? Knows the Bavli says this, but he's not shailed the other. Haraya in Sifri is not shailed the other. In Sifri, this din is not shailed the other din. But on the other hand, you could tell, but in Bavli doesn't say it. So on that, the Rebbe is going to bring an Arichos to say that the whole Arichos HaSugya is a proof that that's what the Bavli holds. Ubehegdim bir b'inyan hamuksha b'siyim mesecht uzvachim Shemizeh gamkin hichocha shekeinu das gam ledas haBavli, that according to the Bavli, this din, that when a Navi tells you b'makriv in a bama, it's not only a heter. Notice, it's only not only a din in Hilchas Navi, but it's taka din in Hilchas Bama. So here the Rebbe is going now getting involved in the siyum of Masechta Zvachim. Chelik Godel, Messiah Mesechtezu, Hariukelu, Prote Dini Boma. The whole Arichos about all kinds of various details in the halachas of Boma. So the Rabbi asks, Luchura Tamu Adavar, Halimifurisha, that Bol Yerushalayim, Nesra Bomis. Once they came to Yerushalayim, the Bomis became Osir, V'lehoye Lohem Oid Heter. And it never became Mutter again. Once they came to Yerushalayim, there is no Heter Bomis. Im Kein, Ma'u Atam, Shechazal Limdunu, L'das Hayim. Why was it important for the Chazal to teach us to know today, U'ba'arichos ha'protim, is Hadinim Shebebomo, all the various details of the Boma. Hare Maida Hava Hava, Kikushi Sakashas become Mekanis. So yes, Psakash. The Lukhura, the Psahola Richos in Gemara that gets involved in the details of Bamas. And Lukhura, all the details of Bamas in Anigeh. Because Lapel, we're living in Laachash, that they bowl Yerushalayim, all Bamas are us. Umizem Muvin says the Rebbe, Shegam Akshav Bizman Azeh. Yeshna of Shoris al Pi Alocha Lahakri Bibama, Asher al Kain Gam Nochus Ladas Protidina. I was saying very straight, clear, that it's a Dover Aposhet. That if the possibility of being Makriv an Aboma Bismanazah, or Aboma, a Din Boma, Bismanazah wouldn't be possible, Voltish Gahat Kinort, the Arichos and Siyam Sechtesvachim, in the Halachas of Boma, and the fact that the Gemara is so involved in the details of the din of Boma proves that there must be a possibility bizman azeh to be makriv in a Boma and should have dini Boma. Now the ma'ase is there was a big chiddush lechuris of the Boma sarosim. V'hine, so we understand before the end, based on what we just learned, that if you're going to say that when a navi tells you to be makriv in a Boma, so then it's not only a din in a novi, but pshad is yamul totis a din for a bomba, which is mutter. So then we could understand that it's possible if a novi would come to be makam in a bomba, you should have now a din a bomba. That's going to be the teretz tzumsof. But I'll call upon him, that's what the Rebbe is saying right now. This is the first chidush that it's poshut, that if it wouldn't be possible today to have a bomba, which is al pidin, your mutter be makam in the bomba, it wouldn't make any sense that there should be such an arichos in the Gemara in Zvach. That's number one. Now, v'hine efen echot shel heter hakrova b'bom b'zman hazeh. U'kimay merazal v'akum b'zman hazeh rashoin lasiske l'hakir b'bom. No, there's no iser for a goy to be makir v'nabom. The Tanu Rabbon, Dabra b'nei Yisroel, which we learn out, b'nei Yisroel mitzuvin al shkutei chutz, v'ino akum mitzuvin al shkutei chutz. Lefichoch kol echad ve'echad b'ino libom malatzmei u'makrivo le kol ma sheyirtzuchulu and osir l'sayon v'lasi shluchusim because a yid is not allowed to be makrivo in a bomba, so he's not allowed to help a goy being makrivo in a bomba or to be a shliach for a goy to be makrivo in a bomba. Aber lo yiridu shari, if he wants to know how to be makrivo in a bomba, the dinam of a bomba, so a yid is allowed to tell a goy how to be makrivo in a bomba. U'mikivin shemuter leben yisroel Leheris laakum eich lahakir bebama bezman hazeh. So therefore, hari olav ladas prati adim. So knows why is it important for you to know the halachas of bama? In case of if a goy is allowed to be makriv in a bama, and if a goy wants to know how to be makriv in a bama, so the yid has to know the dinim of how to be makriv in a bama. That's and this teretz b'emes the Rebbe says in Ora 13, v'chein tiretz b'teferes yisrael sof zvachem. In the Tiferes Yisrael, the Baal Tiferes Yisrael Mishnah, he asks the Kasha, L'chur, V'asudot, the Arichos of Bat Boma. And he says, this is the Teretz, it's Negev, to tell a goy, how to be Makav on a Bom. How to be Makav on a Bom. So the Rebbe is going to ask a few questions. I mean, the Rebbe is going to ask a question, we'll just say the question at the end. He knows, a goy is asking a yid, how to be Makav on a Bom. Now, is there a din that a goy, when he has to be makriv on a bomba, he has to be makriv on a bomba according to the dinam of the way a yid has to be makriv on a bomba? In other words, that's what the Rebbe is saying at the end, void v'ikr. In other words, the fact, a yid, there's dinam how a yid should be makriv on a bomba. There's a din that a yid is not allowed to be, after Yerushalayim, a yid is not allowed to be makriv on a bomba. But that din is only a yid, because it says, Dabra b'nei Yisroel. Kama v'kama protim, of Hilchas Bama, the Rebbe says, also says Dabar El Bnei Yisrael. So if a guy is going to come to a Yid, he'll ask him, how am I supposed to be Makiv in a Bama? So all these Pratim, which the Gemara discusses, which deals with Hilchas Bama by a Yid, the pastor doesn't apply to a guy. So even if the guy asks him what he should do, so it's also not negiah to the guy. So what do we have to learn about it? In other words, if it would be for sure that these dinim apply to a guy, daf m'klern, you have to know what to tell to the guy. But the emes is that who says it applies to a yid, to a guy? And if it doesn't apply to a guy, so why is that important? That's what the Rebbe says at the end, va'id v'ikr. And here, there's going to be an arichos, the Rebbe is going to be masber, that there's two inyonim. There's sometimes when the Gemara discusses a halacha, even a davar shalecha shchicha, but there's a din, and there could be all kinds of different possibilities which are not shchiach. Well, different dinim of pigul, different din. Alter Rebbe brings in Tanya over there that kol asiri achados asiri, all kinds of different possibilities which are maybe very lishchiach, maybe never happened. But lapel, it's a possibility, and we have to know what's the din of that possibility happens. What do we want to know over here? We want to know over here, if a guy comes to a yid, and he wants to know what's the din, how to be makir in a bama. Is it important? Is it a psachiyuv for the yid to tell the guy? The yid can tell the guy a chayistish. If a yid has to know a halacha, there was saying like this, you have a shakal of a tari in Gemara, and the Gemara is clearing about something which is a very, very remote possibility. But on the other hand, if there is such a possibility, the Torah has a halacha and is telling you what to do. So then the Gemara wants you to know what the halacha is. But over here, we're dealing with a situation where there's no real halacha that you have to know what to do. In other words, you want to know what to answer to the guy. The guy is coming to you and asking you, how should I be makir in a bama? So I have to know, what's the din al pitayra? I don't have to know. I can tell him I don't know. It's not something which I have to do when the gale lepeil. So for that, there's such a long shaka v'tayra that in case a guy asks you, and the yid wants to answer him, the yid should know what to answer him. So later, the rabbi's going to tell that lav davka, this is really an answer, because this is the din for a yid, not for a guy. That's the void v'ikr. But even before he gets to the void v'ikr, the Rebbe is asking, and even if that is the din for the goy, is it a chiyu for the yid to know what the din is for the goy, for the yid to answer to the goy, kilu vegdem dafim klar? So ain't no chinami. If you're sitting, you have nothing else to clear about. You have nothing else to clear about. So ain't no chinami. So kishmak is after clear about. What's the din? Lu yitzu your goy asks you. What's the din? What's the din al piteira? But there's probably other things to clear about, which are lechura maybe more important. And should take precedence over this cler. So basically, when you're dealing with halachas, what's the halachas? So you have to know what the halach is. But we're dealing with something that's not the halach, it's only a question. What would I answer the goy when the goy asks me? So the Rebbe's timing, so hatish kin art, that there should be such a din. That's what the question is. So Nachama, we're asking over here, there's an arichos advarim in Masechta Zvachim, deals with the din of bom. And the Rebbe is asking, l'may nafkemina? L'chura, the din of bom is my dahavav. Elamai, you tell me it's an afkamina because a goy is allowed to be makriv in a bama. And if the goy asks you, what's the din of a bama? How are you supposed to be makriv in a bama? So it's important for you to know how to be makriv in a bama. So on that, the Rebbe says, Omnam, Adayin, doichik loimar, shekola richos anal bigemore, who bishvilo irinu lakum. The whole thing is to tell you what's a goy. Befra, the aval pishim atzina bigemore, kama vikamin yonam. Shakl v'tariyah v'hirois gam b'negel u'dover bilti rogel u'metzuyah afilu b'metzias v'cheka legamri. The Rebbe brings the Gemara in Bava Basra, which afkul Rabbi Yirm b'medrasha because of certain shaylas that he asked. Aber b'kolze harehim yonim, all those things that the Gemara discusses, shakl v'tariyah in yonim shebe'im yere dover zeh yiyesh b'mitzvah v'hirois din l'chivachu. So there is a chiv. And the question is, I mean, the chance of this happening may be far. But the pale, if it happens, there's a halacha, what to do? V'lochin min ahechrich, lefarshim ulevarim. The Gemara has to explain it. Leman das malasis bim dover ze yavir bepale. You say to me, afilu bin yonim shle yehoye ve'eliyosid liyas. Is yesh alema the shakla v'toriyu, madina bim hoye nimsa. So even though the pale mamasha was never happened, But still there's a shakl v'tari about those dinim which never happened. Because lepel, this is a din, which in this din there's a halacha that lo yitzriya would happen. What would be the din? But if it would happen, there would be a din, what you would have to do. I will be inyan. Over here we're talking about a guy who wants to be makrib al pitei, be inyan. Shigamim yera hadover biltirogel. What's the dover biltirogel? That a guy wants to know what's the prati adinim of a bomber, how to be makrib. Is liya bechiv lehenei lelav. Kimei beritin didan. She yirtza akum. Lahakrif carbon bomb bisman azeh. Well, pinatini atere dafki. You'll have a guy that comes along to you and he wants to be makrif a carbon, and he wants to know what's the dini atere, how to be makrif this carbon the bomb. Shudaver rochik b'mitzias, that should be such a case. And then furthermore, that's the ikur vafilim tia mitzias kazu gam oz eishum chiyuv lehiresim bazeh. You'll have to tell him. There's no iser to tell a guy how to be makrif, but there's no chiv to tell him. So on that, the Rebbe is saying dechi gadol lemer she'afel became bo kol arichus b'shas. So the Rebbe is not accepting this teretz of the Tiferes Yisrael. The Tiferes Yisrael agrees with the kasha. The kasha is why does the Gemara have to be ma'irich and dini bomis l'chur? It's something which is not negeah. Elamai, you tell me it's negeah because a guy can be makriv and bum. And male the shayl is going to be, if a guy is going to ask a yid how to be makriv and bum, the Rebbe says that doesn't justify this arichos. V'eit, shakel v'tari, the Rebbe continues, shakel v'tari l'psak din is doch yesh b'zed k'dimol in shazman grom v'chul. Bechlal, if you're having a cler, what to cler about, there's an order of preference, what you should cler about. If it's a dover shazman grom, it's a negeah l'alocha v'chul. Valviza tzorich lemar. So if you're going to say that this is declared, shekol hashakvetari lipsak din bedini bomba hoy bizman shelo hoy sveikas klal b'chol din shas asher yochum bnei Yisrael b'chol. Because the only thing that we're clearing about is what would be if a guy is going to ask you what to do. Kilo, there's no shailas us meken clearing. What is a yid going to have to do? That you have to start clearing. What's a guy going to have to do? The Rebbe is asking. So to say that this whole shakvetari is neged to a guy is something which the Rebbe is not accepting. It can't be that this shakl v'tari was only negea to if a goy wants to be makriv in a bomb, and the shail is what? And v'eit v'ikr, like we said before, kama midini bomb, nilmodim miksuvim, shem maschilim dabrel bnei Yisrael. V'imken k'shem sheklolus adin, sha'at akam mutr lahakri b'bom b'zman hazeh, idach nilmad mizeh, sha'apar sha'ascholos adabrel bnei Yisrael. So the fact that it starts with Dabar al Bnei Yisrael, so Memele Goyim are excluded, is Kimekin Tzorech Leim, Shigam Prati Dini Bamu Eila. Hanomodi Miksuvim Shneme Bem Dabar al Bnei Yisrael is also Negim Rag Bamas Yisrael, Vele Bamas Akum. Vim Kena Riyakushi Maida Hava Havi Betok Vim Medes, Vinigela Shakla Vataria, Vidini Bam, Hanomodi Miksuvim Eila. So Bikitsa, we're back to the original question. The Rebbe is asking, what's the purpose of this whole Shakla Vataria? B'negeh dini bom. L'chur is not negeh b'zman hazeh. El l'may, what are you going to say? That it's negeh to a goy. So first of all, negeh to a goy also doesn't justify that they should have a shakel v'tari. Because since there's no chiyuv for a yid to tell a goy what to do, so even those chiyuvim of a yid should have a shakel v'tari and a milsed l'shchicha. But something with a milsed l'shchicha and it's also not a chiyuv, hotin shkinor that there should be a shakel v'tari. And then the Rebbe says, v'eid v'ikr. Even if the goy asks you, how they be makrib an abama, the dinim that are discussed in the Gemara are dinim which are negeh to abama of a yid, not the abama of a goy. Because just like the whole din that a goy is allowed to be makrib an abama, it's because it says dabrel bnei Yisrael, so there is the prati adinim of abama, which say in the parsha of dabrel bnei Yisrael, which are also discussed and in that Gemara in the end of Zvachim, so that's also discussed there. So l'chura those dinim are l'chura not negeh to a goy. So we're back to the original question, why is the Gemara involved in Arichos and Bama? So on that, the Rebbe is saying, this Chiddush over here, Amnon. That's the Chiddush, that's the point over here. Amnon yesh eidefen. The Rebbe brings over here in the Ora 17, Stam, Lahoyer, me'aklal, shekshmatzina b'sha, shak v'tari, alibet achad madomar, hareza achocha, then Allah Kikbar Plukta. In other words, when you have a shakl v'tari, the shakl v'tari is b'der klal, b'negel la'alocha. Something that's not la'alocha, there's no shakl, the Gemara doesn't usually bring a shakl v'tari. Okay, I'll quote one. Siv Gimel. Omnom. Yesh oid eifen shel efsharis lahakri beba megam bezman isabos. Vohu al pitzi v'novi. That's what we're learning. That there's a metzias you can be makriv in a bamba when the Navi tells you to be makriv in the bamba. Now the chura, what do you mean the Navi? We're talking about the Gemara. The Gemara is the lachra churban, and the shaila is the metzias of a Navi something which is shaychus? Is the shaychus a metzias of a Navi? So here the Rebbe is going to have an arichos agdela to show that even that bezman hazeh shaychus there should be a Navi. That's also an arichos and a chidush. Nachamal, omnam yesh eid eifen shel afsharis lahakri bebama, gam bezman iser bamas, vuhu al pi tzivi novi. Vahav sheomru, that mishemes neviim achreinim, chages chariyim malachi, is nestal keruch hakedish miyisrael. Shemizem mashmo l'chure, sheyefshir, sheyokim novi bezman hazeh. So l'chure, you can ask, the Gemara says, that it was Batel Ruach HaKedesh, so how could you talk about a Navi, and how could there be a relevance of the Hilchiz Boma, which will be Alpi HaNavi, L'chure B'zman HaZeh, Doch Batlo, is Nostalgia Ruach HaKedesh. So on that the Rebbe says, Ein, it's not true. It's not true. Because using that Gemara to prove that it's not Shai, because a Navi is not true. Ein, why? Ki Mefurish B'kama Mekemes B'divri Chazal, Shehoise Gam La'acherzeh, Hasru Hasru HaKedesh. That's the Ersh Tzach. That the fact is, they were saying, Kama Mekemes B'Divri Chazal, that there was a Ruach HaKedesh after Chagis Chari Malach. That's what he says. In the Pnimi, doesn't be, in the Horus, he brings Mara Mekemes, where to look. And over here, he brings God in the Ora 21, Lahoyim Rab Ezra Hanovi Mibale HaTesus. He brings two Tesus in. That it says over there from a person Ezra Hanavi, Rab Ezra Hanavi. So I'll call upon him, the Rebbe is saying it's absolutely not true that after Chag Ischari Malachi there was no Ruach HaKedesh. It says clearly that it was after that, even after Chag Ischari Malachi was Ruach HaKedesh. Memele Bal Korchach Tzarech Lema. That even though the Gemara says it was Batla, Nistalka Ruach HaKedesh, the Masha Amru Nistalka Ruach HaKedesh Mishrael HaKavona. Shemini oz lehoisem mitsuya kimikedem. Nostalgia doesn't mean it wasn't there at all. It means it wasn't mitsuya kimikedem. Avalesha bottle legamri. That's not the taish. It's not bottle legamri. And the Rebbe brings in the Ora 22, a tesis in Shabbos, that when it says in Satan, Shechorev Migdosh, bottle, schuches levona, is le legamri bottle, alishaleho yenibza. So even though over there it says bottle, over here it says nostalgia. Over there it says butler. So Tesis, he brings Tesis in Shabbos says that even though over there it says butler, it doesn't really mean butler. It means butler in the sense that it wasn't Motsu. So if on butler, Tesis could say it doesn't mean butler, it means it wasn't Motsu. So the Rebbe says for sure you could say on nostalgia that it doesn't mean that it's no longer there. It means it wasn't Motsu. Nachamon. The Masha Omer nostalgia Ruach HaKedesh Mishroel HaKavona Shemini oz lehoisem mitzuya kimikedem. Avaleshe botel el gamri kolemer nikiv and sheina nevua sheira. Elami shalavi igia lekama vekama miles gdeles. Shehem hakdom akdome vachonu lenevua kimavur berambam is lochen kshaachshir dorat bitmiyot. Vima rishenu kamalochem onu chulu. Is therefore the mitzias is that in this matzav when people aren't in that madrega. Is memela is aimed neyodim royal lenevuah. It's not a regular thing for there should be people that are royal lenevuah. Avolei shenifsak gile hanevuah ba'efon shel gzar milmaile kilos ogish nitten given. And azeidos that's not shachas to be to lenevuah. It's befeirish. The Rebbe is saying it is shachas. It says kama mekemes liver chazal that we see that after chagas chari malachi there was hashras ruach hakedesh. Memele, you have to say that even though the Gemara says that it was in Stalke Ruach HaKedesh, but the Stalke Ruach HaKedesh doesn't mean the Stalke Be'efen that it's not there. It means that it's very, very uncommon. Why? Because there aren't people which are roi for Ruach HaKedesh. That's Valpiza Meduyik Kalosh in Stalke Ruach HaKedesh Misro. It doesn't say Vilit Botlo, or it doesn't say Poska, Kalosh in the Gemara Shom Benegeh Lekamed Vorm Shabotlo. Why? Because late bottle, the late nifsak viliad nevuah, beferish not. It wasn't nifsak and it wasn't bottle. Eshnistalik Mulmata. And those Mulmata Mikivan Shaim Bnei Adam Haroy Lekabel Anavua. It's not that the Indian became bottle, nor it became Nistalik, in other words, Lemata, there aren't people. Nistalik Mulmata, in other words, mitzad the mata, mitzalik mamata, knows mitzad the people. It became something which is remote from it, because people aren't roy for it. That's what the Rebbe said. Avol beim yib nei adam aruim lekabloso is beferish tishul lav ruach hakedush levuah gam bezman hazeh. So that's the first chiddush over here. So a chiddush that the Rebbe is establishing that you beferish, even though the Gemara says that it's batel ruach hakedush. But lepeil mamish, there could be ruach hakedush bisman hazeh. That's what he's saying. Brings over here Ara 25. K'mei mashakase b'ilchus seidatere pedik tes halacha beis. K'mei sha'amar ha'achin shebehem v'kavanosil malachi. So it sounds like he was the last of the neviim. He says, yeah, kavana b'zeh shu'achin the tkufas ha'neviim. K'loshna ha'gemar, neviim achreinim. The Gemara calls them also neviim achreinim. Ki acharav kvar hischilo tkufas anche knesa gdela. Avalei sha'acharav e'ef sheliyas novi. When we bring Re'el Sheni back, the muscle appears from Mishnah's Mishomer Hanovi, Messiahim, Hanaviim Chulu. Machamol. Mishomer back, the muscle appears from Mishnah's. Not sure what it says there. Not sure. But the Rebbe is like saying a very, very strong Chiddush here. That Mizol Nisht. Yeah, that this Gemara that says that Nistalka Ruach HaKedesh doesn't mean that it's not shaks to be a novel. Then the Rebbe continues, Al piyam nal maturit sumu v'noch hazach. Ho da harambam, av she mevayr kama v'kama protim, v'nigyeh l'nevua, eini masker klal, she'ein nevua mishemesu neviyam achrein, ad lufni b'yas ha-mashiach. There's no, the Rambam doesn't quote this Gemara to say that right now it's not Shachas Nevoah. Befrat shemevi gam prat b'shlilas ha-Nevoah. He says, v'ef sheshli tishra. Notice he writes that it's possible that a person should try to be a Novi and lepel le tishra, but he doesn't write that bizman hazeh. V'afal pikein, ein bedvor of shum revis. She'ef shesh tishra bizman hazeh. V'adarab. La'achar shemena atnoim ha-nitzrochum ha-Nevoah misayim. Miyad Ruach HaKedesh Eirolov. Notice that if a person has these in Yonim, so Miyad Ruach HaKedesh Eirolov. Haresha Nevuah Tluya, Rak Bin Yonim Eilov, Vilei Bishum Tnayachem. Very clear. He brings, and brings also the Lashon HaRambam. In Hara 30, Ulohoyer, Melashon HaRambam, Behilchus Yisei Vyatera, Vechein Im Tzivonu. So he's speaking about a Novi, and he's saying, Vechein Im Tzivonu. He doesn't say tziva or yemar. He says yemar lonu. So notice he's speaking about us. He's talking about people in the time of the Rambam. Im yemar lonu novi. So the Rebbe is bringing here from the Lashon Rambam that the Rambam pastors, when he talks about nevius, he doesn't mention anything that it's not shaykh that there should be a novi bisman hazeh. V'yeser mikain mavur begeres temul Rambam. Shezeh she'amar bilam, ke'eis liyom liyankif liyisrael mapo al keil, yesh be said, that this pasuk, ke'eis yom liyankif liyisrael mapo al keil, yesh be said, eis, what's the pshat? Bilam was saying his nevuah, he was saying it at the end of the 40 years that the Yidden were in the Midbar, which is Beis Alofim, Tof Peiches, after Bria Salem, and he's saying, ke'eis, Ya'amul Yankiv will Yisrael ma'pol kill. That it will come the same at Kufa. And those from Bria Sa'elam until now, which was Beis Alofim Tov Peiches, when it will go through another such at Kufa of Beis Alofim Tov Peiches, again, that's when it will be Ya'amul Yankiv will Yisrael ma'pol kill. Yidden will have Nevoah. And the Rambam brings this remes. No, let's read inside. Shezeh Sha'amar Bilam, Ke'es Ya'amul Yankiv will Yisrael ma'pol kill. Yesh be said. So So the timtza ascholas at cheshbon ad esa es. When did Bilam say this cheshbon? Al payim arba meis shmeinim ushmeina shana. Shasimin bitapach geulim. Nos beis alofim tof peiches. Ulefia hekesh hazeh vapirush hazeh is tarzer hanavur liyisrael bishnas arbas alofim sham meis shivim v'sheish liyitzir. So in other words, if you have alpayim beis alofim tof peiches twice times two, so it ends up being 4,976. Is that in Mefureshes Das Rambam? The late Zubel Vatsheish of Shorus Lingil Hanavur Bismanazer El Shetavzer Hanavur Liyisrael Bepeil. Bepeil. The Rambam says that that's the remez in the Navur of Bilam. That Tavzer Hanavur Liyisrael Ve'ed Ve'Iker. You know, there's no need to bring rayas that the Rambam holds you can have Navur Bismanazer. Harambam Mamshik Shom Bigeres Tema. Oydes Echot Shoyikarav Luzmani Shniba Al Kama Ve'Kama Dvarim Ve'Kulam Iskaimu. Umesif, Hamefis Hazer, Amushvorsham Lifnizer, Eidis Shahisha Hushaniba, Hechiach Leini Kale, Shahun Novi Bain Suffix. So the Ram clearly says that there was a person that lived close to the time he lived, that was a Novi without a doubt. Haridelezu Bulvad, Shahi Kabbalah, Loavir Shalarambam, Shekibel Mioviv, Mavioviv, who Kibel Adover, Shatazar and Vul Yisrael, Elishu Gamayed, Shekarav Lizmaner, Hoy Novi Bain Suffix. Is ari alpiza ari b'chol zman efshe shiyavi novi v'yitzav alahakir b'bomba v'lochin shakl v'toriyah b'prati diri bomba. So b'kitzah, the Rebbe is saying over here like this. Shaila is, we started off, how is it possible? Let's go back. What is the purpose of having a shakl v'toriyah about dini bomba? L'chura dini bomba, once they came to Yerushalayim, became nesra bombs, and the bombs are also le'elam. So why? What's negeya the aladinim bomb? So there was one pshat that's negeya to how to tell a goy. If a goy wants it, a goy is allowed to be makriv a bomb, and a yid is allowed to teach a goy how to be makriv a bomb. So the shaila is negeya to know the dinim of how a goy should be makriv a bomb. Now that the Rebbe has two questions. First of all, even if the din is taka that a yid could teach a goy how to be makriv a bomb. But this whole idea is the chadmilsud lishchicha, klal. So although the Gemara does deal with milsud lishchicha, with things that are not shchiach, but when there's a chiyuv on a yid to do something, the Gemara deals, what would be in a certain situation, when there would be a chiyuv of a yid, what would a yid have to do? There's no chiyuv on a yid to tell a goy how to be makrim in a bama. So here we're dealing with something which is a milsud lishchicha melchadchila, and tzudar tzu, it's not a chiyuv to tell the goy. So the Gemara should start making a shakel v'tariyah about a situation which is not really a chiyuv to tell a goy. And in case that happens, that a goy wants to know b'diyuk how you're supposed to be makim in a bomba, the Rebbe says it's very hard in order to have a shakel v'tariyah about this. There's a lot of other important issues to have a shakel v'tariyah first about. Before we're having a shakel v'tariyah, something which is negeh to a goy, which he doesn't really have to answer. That's number one. And secondly, the Rebbe says, Bechlal, all the dinim of bomba, so just like the din that a goy is allowed to be makriv in a bomba, is not something which is the reason is because it says dabro bnei Yisrael, the Isra bomba says dabro bnei Yisrael. So memela v'hu adin, all the protim, a lot of the protim of the dinim of bomba, over there also says dabro bnei Yisrael. So even in a case where a goy is going to ask a yid, how to be makriv in a bomba, so those dinim which are discussed at the end of Masechta Zevachim wouldn't be relevant to him. Because they're dealing with shenigeh to a bomb of a yid, not to a bomb of a goy. So mele, it's not an acceptable teretz. So now the Rebbe is suggesting that there's another teretz. The teretz is that it's possible to be makriv in a bomb when there's a novi. When a novi tells you to makriv in a bomb, you can makriv in a bomb. And then you have to know the dinim of a bomb. But the maise is, of that, shtel to the shayla, l'chur b'zman hazeh, there's no novi. So on that here we have a whole arichos that lechura the vilgiona earth to think the Gemara says that if the chagas chari malachi it was nistalka ruach hakedish, but on that the Rebbe proves that even though nistalka ruach hakedish, but it doesn't mean mamish nistalka or nizbatla, but rather it means only nistalka. In other words, something which is very very uncommon, But on the other end, it's a davar apashut, the Rebbe brings kama v'kamer rayas, that it's a davar apashut, that it could be nevuah b'zman hazeh, that it could be nevuah b'zman hazeh. He brings chazal, we find in chazal, that there was ashros ruach hakedesh after the story of Chagas Chari Malachi. It only means that nistalka, because it's very uncommon that people should be roy for nevuah. And that's type nistalka, not nifsuka, not butler. And also the Rambam gets involved in the dinim of the how to become a Navi. There's never a mention in the Rambam that there's no nevuah b'zman hazeh, fakert. The Rambam says certain things. He brings the Lashna Rambam in Hora 30. Im tzivonu, he speaks about a novi, about a something which is negev b'zman hazeh. The Rambam in Mishnah Teva. The Rambam Hilchos Shuv. So the Rambam clearly speaks about a novi the way it is b'zman hazeh. That's in Pashas Advarim. Then the Rambam brings furthermore that there is the Geras Teimon, which says the sod of Kaesi Yomel Yankiv Yisrael Mapal Kel, that after the amount of years that was from May Bereshis until Bilam, and Alderas and from Bilam until further, so Dalad Alof and Cham Meis and Shiv Vishesh Liyitzira, so there's going to be Nevuah. That's a Nevuah of Bilam. That's the Remez in Nevuah of Bilam, that there's going to be Tavs of Nevuah Yisrael, which is obviously Kedem Agula. And then the Rebbe brings furthermore that the Rambam says that there was someone called of Lizmanei that was a Navi. That was a Navi B'li Sofik. So B'kitzer, it's possible to have a Navi. Since it's possible to have a Navi, and if a Navi tells you to be Makrim and a Bama, so there's a Chi of Bamas, so a Mela, so that the Shakel V'tari at the end of Besept Nizvachim is Negea, in case a Navi will be telling you to be Makrim and a Bama. That's the part of what comes out. That's where we're up to right now. You're asking Akasha, why is it important to know the Hilchas of Bama? The answer is it's important to know the Halachas of Bama because it's possible that there should be a Navi Bizman Hazeh, which will tell you to be Makir and a Bama, and you have to know the Halachas of Bama. That's what the Rebbe is saying here. So on that, the Rebbe is going to ask again that L'chur Sipsamil Sid L'shkicha Klal U'Klal. This idea, this we'll learn. Omnom. Gamal Pianal is the Sivdal. Omnum gamal pianal dechi baza. It's machalza dech. Why? Tzivu novi lahakri bebom bishas isra bomis is doch ira ad ato rak pamachas. It was beturei rosho. It was one time there was such a story. Eliyo barakar. Ba'aval pikein marichem bishakal vetaria bedinei bom ula yero edapam shiyovi novi vitzava lahakri bebomis. Say, what will be if another Navi will come and will tell us this din? Lepel, it happened once. So it's still a very, very remote situation. If a Navi comes, let's say a Navi comes now and tells us to be Makriv in a Bom. Docharei Poshut, Shemitsuvim L'shmei Elov, Gam B'negei L'dini Bom, L'shanes Elevatl B'mitzav El Zeh. Kivin sheklolus in yon ozu heper dini atel. In other words, when a Navi comes along and tells you to be makriv an Obama, the pashtos, the whole idea of being makriv an Obama is the chstimtish with the tel. So what should you do? So again, you have to ask the Navi, what should I do? In other words, when does the tel tell you what to do? When you're being makriv an Obama and a pitoir, you're allowed to be makriv an Obama. So then the tel tells you the halachas of being makriv an Obama when a pitoir is supposed to be makriv an Obama. But l'chura, when the Navi is telling you to be makiv in a bomba, so chalpitei, you're not supposed to be makiv in a bomba. Elamai, you're supposed to listen to the Navi. So the Navi is telling you, despite the fact that there's a iser bombas, abifandesu, you should be makiv in a bomba. What should I do? So l'chura, the Navi should tell you what to do. So the Navi, bash is nochamal, v'oi, kshiyavi Navi, v'yitzav al-hakriv karb b'bomba b'zman hazeh, d'archari poshut, shenitzuvim l'shmei elov, gam b'negea, L'dinei bomba l'shanes elevatul v'chulu v'im yitzav al ze kiva sheklolus in yona oz who heipuch dini atera el shebeiro asho chayov moz lasses heipuch dini atera is that imokim korav lemer shegam b'negei l'protein is also to hirasha. Notice what the hirasha is going to be only l'chlolus inyan of l'gabi the protein. He'll tell you look in Shulchan Aruch. So that's That's the Rebbe's asking. The Rebbe's asking Lechura, first of all, it's a Musa Lishchicha. And secondly, Lechura, together with the Novi that's going to tell you, be Makrim Mabam, he's also going to tell you how to be Makrim Mabam. So on that, but that's Alz Giret Yivarden, if you learn that the when the Novi tells you to be Makrim Mabam, it's like Ilup, Sahirasha, a din of Elof Tishmon, and even though Aliba the Emes, you're not Mechuivt, you're not allowed to be Makrim Mabam, but the Novi is telling you to do something, you're supposed to do something, even though if it doesn't stim with the Teva. But we doch learned that there's a musig that b'cholmok mashatira aval atamakriv in a place where the Novi tells you. Heses not derverted that when the Novi tells you, so it's not that shata that the be'emes, it's a bomben, it's a iser bomben. And it's only, you're supposed to listen to the Novi. No, the pshat is that when the Novi tells you, so then it's not a iser bomben. So if that's the case, so it comes out that right now, all of a sudden, this bomben is not a iser bomben. No, if it's not an iser bomben, so then, you have to start doing all the halachas of bamas. He doesn't have to tell you the halachas of bamas. Once he tells you that there's no iser bamas now, in other words, so this bamas is not an iser bamas. This is a bamas which the Torah was matter. It's like the dinam of bamas before they had Shila, before they had Yerushalayim, between Shila and Yerushalayim, there was a heter bamas. So memela, so then you go back and you have to find out what the halacha of bamas is. Now, pizeh also, that's the nekud of the vort over here. You know, the shaila is, are we learning about something in case something happens? Or we're learning something that's real even if it didn't happen? The dini ha-teira are real even if they don't happen. There's a din teira. The teira says this is what you should do in this case and this is what you should do in this case. So it's not we have to find out what happens if this happens, so I have to know what to do. We're learning teira. Torah says that if this happens, this is the din, and if this happens, this is the din. Lepel mamish, I'm learning the Torah. The Torah says if this happens, this is the din. If this happens, this is the din. L'manach me, if it will happen, it won't happen, it could happen, it can't happen. It's not relevant. What's relevant is that that's the din ha-Torah. Thus, Alz Giret Givarim, when you're talking about din ha-Torah, when you're talking about something that's the Torah is not telling you the din. In other words, Torah said, if this and this happens, the Gemara, rather. We were speaking about the Gemara. The Gemara was saying, if this and this happens, you have to know what to do. If it's not a din, so what you want to know, you want to give me instructions what to do if this and this happens, there's a lot more things to teach me before you have to worry about what to teach me what to do if this and this happens. And if what you're teaching is not a be'etzim dika din. So Emel is Azei Echad over here. If the gather of a Navi is the pshat, that the Navi comes and says, you should do something, which is not al-pitayra, this is not what you're supposed to do. But there's a din, you're supposed to listen to a Navi. So the Meila, now we want to know all the prati adinim of Hilchis Bama. So I say, we're talking about something which you're supposed to listen to the Navi because you're supposed to listen to the Navi. But Be'emes, it's not a bum al pitera. It's only a bum because the Navi told you to do the bum. Now, how should I be makrif to the bum? Now, on this bum, so Lu Yitzuri Lamazak will say, Lu Yitzuri, the Navi is going to tell you that you should be makrif on the bum according to Dini Atera. So you have to know Dini Atera. But over here it comes out that the Dini Atera I'm knowing now is not really Dini Atera. It's again Dini Atera to know how to be makrav bepeil, because the Navi happened to tell me to be makrav al pi dini ha-teira. But it's not the real dini ha-teira of how to be makrav them. Masha'inkin, if you're gonna learn that be'emes, this is the dini ha-teira. There's dini ha-teira of a bum, and that dini of ha-teira is a din which is negei b'zman hazeh, because there could be a bum in b'zman hazeh. The fact that there'll be a bum in b'zman hazeh is something which is highly unlikely. That's not negei. Because since Lepel, there could be a Bombers Manazah. And when there'll be a Bombers Manazah, there'll be Dini Ateira. So in Mele, it's months like we should learn Dini Ateira, just like we learned the Dinim of Chvesa, Ben Seir Ameir, or a Dinim of Eirani Dachas, whether it'll be or it won't be. That's the Dini Ateira. The Teira says this is the Din. That's what the Rebbe is saying. Liashev Kolzeh, who are Yidea Hachro, Koesa Ashita, the Tzivi Novi, Lahakrif Korb Bibomah, Bizman Isra Abomis, Eza Havoras al Din Teira. Vidin Medina Nevush Nistalka Chul. Which is Nistalka and it's very highly unlikely. Ella, shezeo chelik prati beklolus dini bama. Shekein nitin adin mitchilosa. Shalpi novi mutarim umitzuvim lahakir bebama. V'choizim v'cholim bo b'sho kol dini bama. B'meila muvin shetzichim ledas kol prati dina. Like there would be, let's say, you know, there's a mesechta bama. Let's say it would be a sechta bama. What's the mesechta bama? The dini bama. When is a bama? When not is a bama? So part of mesechta bama is that when a novi comes, it's also mutar. And maybe you want to learn that mesechta. That mesechta is a very, very not common. It happened only once. Good, it happened only once. We learn, there's a Peirim and Seirim and Meirim, which never happened. So it's not Negea. Negea is that this is halacha of Hilchas HaTeirim. Valpiza ene inyan shel shash, ulei yovinovi, vitzav elze. And then you have to clear it, such a something. So dove bil tishchiach. Ela shezeo chelik, miprati dini bom. Velochin leich paslon, imzu metzias recheika, כי כמי שצריכם לבאר כל הפרוטים שכל דיני התארה, גם הפרוטים שבנגיע למציאס רחקה, אז כמי כן צריך לבאר בגמר גם פרט זה שמציאס רחקה בדיני מומו כנא. So in other words, once we establish that a bomba, when a Navi tells you, is the bomba that the Tera said, which is mutter, that's the bomba that the Tera was talking about, so then you have to know all the halachas of that bomba bizman hazeh. Right. It's not a regular thing, Nevoah. Mashenkin Boma. Boma is a din. In other words, Ba'amas, there's a din Boma Bismanazah as well. Except, normally it's Asr, except when a Navi tells you. Not really sure what was this Chadash. In other words, Ba'amas, this dinay Boma now. You can have a bama now, but normally you can't have a bama now. You can only have a bama now when there's a Navi. Normally you learn Pshadis. There's no bama now. When there's a Navi, it's Anaya Maisa. So Anaya Maisa, well, you have to talk about Anaya Maisas, which are highly unlikely. Same Fakir, there's a bama, there's a Din Bama. When is the Din Bama? Just like there's certain things that could be right now, but it's unlikely. So Din Bama is right now. It's unlikely because there's no Navi. A Navi is unlikely. And for a Navi to tell you Makr Babam is unlikely. There's a lot of unlikeliness. But the din of Bam is something which is Negev. It's a din Teir. Yeah. The Bible says, Yisayra Mezu, Matsina B'Negev L'Mitzvus L'Sechaya Kol Neshama, Shenimnis B'Minyan Taryag Mitzvus, Af, so the Rambam brings such a Svara, Ulai Yachshiv Choshev, Shezeh mitzvah she'ein neheges l'deiris. Ukazboras ha-rambam v'zeh l'sheini. Ki atzivui shenishlam b'hagia tachlisei mibilti she'yeh zetoli b'zman yedua le'yemer b'ein neheg l'deiris. L'peil ma'ar d'zeis, this didn't call l'isachai kol nesham. So l'chura, once all of them were killed, so l'chura, you can't be m'kayim anymore l'isachai kol nesham. So the Churi should say, we have a klal, that a mitzvah that's not negledatis is not minyan mitzvahs. So the Churi, l'sechaya kol neshama is not negledatis. Because once you're mekayim l'sechaya kol neshama, so the Churi, you can't be mekayim it anymore. So Ram says, no, that's not the pshat. Be'emes l'sechaya kol neshama is a chiv all the time. I l'peil, there's no neshama to be l'sechaya, that's not negel. L'sechaya is a chiv kol hazman. So even though be'peil mamish, it's not shaychas. It's not shaykhas, the pale mamish l'sechaya kol neshama. But since in Inyan, it's shaykhas, because if there would be a neshama, you'd be a din l'sechaya, therefore it's called a mitzvah, which is ne'eg l'deiris. Avlonei b'chol deir, she'yim tzebe yafsharis hadover ahu. So the Rebbe is saying, kolshke, you say to me, there's madach when you talk about a mitzvah, which there's a mitzvah right now, which is beferish, not shaykhas to be in this kind, fair. But since theoretically, if it would be possible, it would be a mitzvah, and therefore it goes into a gather of a mitzvah now, and therefore it's considered from the minyan mitzvahs, which is negel deiris. So kol shken, when we're talking about the dinim of hakrovas abomah, says the Rebbe, which is a din which is negev bisman hazeh. What do you mean negev bisman hazeh? There's no bomas. There is bomas. How can there be bomas in a case when a novi will tell you? So then that's the heter bomas. In other words, there is a heter bomis when there's an ovi. And that's shaykhil bizman hazeh. I lepel, there's nobody bizman hazeh that's lepel having a heter bomis. That's a technical question. But the halacha is actually bizman hazeh. Memela, since we're dealing with a halacha that's negeh bizman hazeh, knows right now there's a din of a heter bomis. When? In certain circumstances. What are the circumstances? That there should be a novi. Memela, so the Gemara is talking about it. Sometimes if the Gemara is talking about right now there's no bombs, maybe this will this happen. For such a maybe, it's not going to happen. But if you're going to learn that Be'emes, when there is a when the Novi says it, it's Taka Mutter. So the Rebbe says, that's the Taich Ayu the Reveale. Right now there's a Heter bombs. Right now there's a Heter bombs. What do you mean right now there's a Heter bombs? There's right now a Heter bombs on the circumstances. What's the circumstances? That a Novi comes. Yeah. Memela Lefizeh comes out. That explains why the Gemara says it. Now, obviously, if that's the explanation why the Gemara gets involved in the halacha of Bama, so that proves what the Rebbe said originally. The shaka l'tayin in the beginning of the Sikha was, what's the gather of the heter Bama's alpinovi? So the Pashas HaDvarim was that in Bavli it comes out that the heter is only Eluf Tishmorin, so Dinan Novi. In the Sifri it came out that the heter is a din and bama. That's b'chol makma shatir. The Yerushalmi also, b'dvarcha, b'diburcha, that's a heter in the din bama. It's a din in the din bama. And on that, the Rebbe said, no, that even though the Bavli could also hold like the Yerushalmi, the Bavli could also hold like the Sifri. Well, all right, we see the Sifri himself says this drasha of the Bavli, of Elof Tishmorin, afila liyob bahar karmel, despite the fact that the Sifri also says the din of b'chol makma shatira. So we see holding of the Bavli doesn't negate holding of the Sifri. There's not a stira. Another rabbi, the Pashtus, mehecha tesa to make a machlekas. I mean, if we see that the Sifri holds of this limud, and still he holds of the limud of b'chol makma shatira, so the Pashtus, the Bavli also, even though the Bavli doesn't bring that limud. But nevertheless, we could assume the Bavli also holds of that limud. Afushi machlekas le'mefashinam. Even when it's a deichik, the Rebbe brings a cloud. But now the Rebbe is saying much more. Now he's saying that in the Bavli, the fact that the Bavli has such a long shakvatarya about Bama, and the only justification for the shakvatarya is because Be'emes, there's a Bama bizman hazeh. How is there a Bama bizman hazeh? Through a Navi. And you have to say that the Pshat knows to justify that a Bama bizman hazeh through a Navi justifies that there should be the shakel v'tariyah is only if you learn that the gather of bama bizman hazeh means not that it's not adin and novi, but it's tak adin and bama. So right now there's a din. In other words, right now bama is neig. So it's a din which neig, but rak b'tnai that there's a novi. So if that's the justification for the Bavli, so that's machriach that the Bavli also holds of that limud of the Yerushalmi. That limud of the Yerushalmi, the b'makom ha-shatira, but that in a place where the Novi tells you, so then the Bama is a din teira of the Bama. It's not only a din in the Novi, but it's a din in the Bama. So that's muchrach from the fact that this arichos, which is only justified based on this. That's what he said. That's what he says in Sif. Hey, al pikol anal muvin shagam abavli koi b'shitazu. Shekein nitn adin, the bomb mikora liyiskel gam mitzias kazu shall pitziv inovi. Now, chatchila, there's a din bomb. Why is there a din bomb? There's din bomb before ichveis, before they came to Yisrael, before they put up the Mishkan in Shiloh. There's a din bomb before they came to Yerushalayim, and there's a din bomb bizman hazeh when after they came to Yerushalayim al pinovi. Now the question is, if you're saying that there's a din bomber, that it's a din bomber, so why is that going into the category of afilo emulcha aver al mitzvah shebetera? L'churah it's not aver al mitzvah shebetera. He's telling you to do the bomber, and then the bomber becomes the mitzvah satera. Va'avol pish amr azal. Afilo emulcha aver alachas mikol mitzvah shebetera kigena liyob harakarmel. So it sounds like the Eliyahu Bar HaKarma was going against the Mitzvah Shebetera, which is Befeirish, not like we're learning now, that Yamot is Mokma Shetira, that the Teirim Lechatchila gave a place for a Bama Alpi Navi. Ein Kavonis HaGimara, the Gam La'achar Shetziva HaNavi La'akri B'Bama, Harek Shemekaimim HaTzivui, Avrim b'shas ma'isa al mitzvah de bama shebeteira elishet chuye hi al yedei atzivu. There's the way you'd learn b'pashtus that aver alachas mitzvah shebeteira. There's a iser to be makriv in bama, but mitzad the navi says do the iser. Be'amis it's a iser, but you're being over the iser. The iser is dochui because the navi is saying to override the iser. No, that's not the pshat. Kiyim elishet chuye al pi atzivu. So it's not the pshat that it's only a kilu be'emes. There's a iser bamas, and the only thing is that the navi is saying on a vias and memelitz tchuy al deyatziv kiyim. Pshat is stuck of both things. Whatever touches up both things kiyim koloshen anal. Shan navi is stuck of bol tzavis laver alachas mikol mitzvah shebeteira. First the navi comes and tells you laver alachas mikol mitzvah shebeteira. Because he's telling you to do a bomber, even though the churid is nisa bombs. Aval al yedei tzivu hanavi hutra hakrav bebom. Akilu, there's two steps in the din of the navi. That's what the rabbi is learning. It's the same over here. That the pshat is first there's the tzivu hanavi, which is coming laver alachas mikol mitzvah b'teira. But then through the tzivu hanavi, it became hutra hakrav bebom. Not only it became hutra, gamnasis mitzvahs akrovis karbon, nesev ala mitzvah lishmei l'novi. V'zen nilmad mi'ishom megei metira. So notice there's like two stages here. The pashta way to learn elif tishmoin, you have to listen to him, even laver al mitzvah metira. So you talk of being over, but lepeil, you're allowed to do it, because the Torah says elif tishmoin. He's saying, yeah, you're right. There's such a gather of the Novi. The Novi is telling you to do something, and you have to listen to him. Laver alachas mitzvah shebeteira. But once he tells you to do it, so then it becomes a din of the Novi. Maybe we'll go back to it. Now the Rebbe says again, b'sig nachri tzas. Hachidush ha-Novi yochel l'tzavis lahakri b'boma b'shas iser bombs v'shebnei Yisrael mechuyim l'shmayim alav b'zeh. Is that nilmad me'elof tishmoin shuprat b'din nevo? This din that the navi could say, the navi is able to say something to be makriv in a bom, like he could say about every to be over on any avir. Is that a din in hilchus nevo? Kimei b'shar mitzvos ha'teira shebekeches shel navi letzavis laver alim. So the fact that the navi comes along and says you're allowed to be makriv b'bomah, so that's part of the din. That he's allowed to say to a novi is allowed to say nevius laver alachas mitzvah shemitera, aber laachas shulamadnu the elof tishmoin lahakrib bebama. So now there's a chiyuv to be makrib bebama mitzad elof tishmo. So now there's a new limud boa limud bebama the mai laate bechol makim sheim aluchan novi a heter v'tzivui which is prat b'dini bama. So they're saying there's two in yonim here. There's the first Indian here, which the Navi is coming, and through the Navi is coming, there's a heter mitzad, there's a din mitzad elof tishmon. Once there's this din of the Navi coming, mitzad elof tishmon, so then there's another din, that the bama, which you're being makrav, mitzad the din of elof tishmon, so that bama is not only a din of elof tishmon, that bama becomes a bama, which is a heter dika bama, not a stam a heter dika bama, that's the bama, that's a bama like bishas heter bamas. Which is b'mokam ha-shetira. In other words, since there was a din that the Navi told you, laver alachas mikol mitzvah shebeteira, so now it developed into becoming a bama, which the bama becomes a bama b'chol mokam ha-shetira. That's, in other words, you're having both dinim together. The Rebbe is asking, like, so since the Rebbe is coming to Bavar and Manavshach, if l'chura you have the second din, what do you need the first din? No, to ask what if after you have the din of Elif Tishmoy, what do you need the second din of Nishkan Kashim? Because we're learning all the time that it becomes a whole new gather. It's a gather in Hilchis Bama, that the Bama becomes a regular Bama, and Memelo has all the dinim of Bama, all the dinim of knows if not for the fact that there is a din Bamakama Shatira, So all the whole seam of Masechet Zvachim wouldn't apply. Because then you'd have to ask the Navi, which is telling you to be Makom and Obama, what should I do? You can't look into Gemara to find out what's the Dini Bomber. And again, because we're talking about some new Din, a Din of Elif Tishmor. Masha'inkin, once we establish that through Elif Tishmor, it becomes a Bomber like B'Shas Heter HaBomers, so then it develops into being a Bomber, which is B'Shas Heter HaBomers. But in order for the Bomber to have a Din of a Bomber, B'Shas Heter HaBomers, is only because originally there was a din called Elif Tashmor. Which L'churi, you have to understand it. L'churi Manav Shach, not Manav Shach. L'churi, what would be if there wouldn't be a din of Elif Tashmor? Let's say the din would be that there's no musi called a Navi to listen to a Navi which is going Heipachateira. If a Navi tells you not to do a mitzvah Shabbateira, even if he tells you temporarily, let's say there wouldn't be such a din to listen to a Navi. And then there would be a din that b'chol makom ha'shatira, but on the other hand, but a place where the Navi will tell you to be makriv, that there is such a din. So without the din of Elif Tishmorin, there can't be the din of makom ha'shatira. That's what seems to be saying over here, that you need the din of Elif Tishmorin in order to be, in other words, you can't come l'chatchila with the din of makom ha'shatira unless you first have the din of Elif Tishmorin. Then you could come to the din of a makom ha'shatira, which needs really beer. I mean, l'chura al derech ha'pshat, you could say that if not for the fact that there's already a din of Elif Tishmon, we would have never learned that the pshat of a makom ha'shatira means a place where a Navi said you should be makom and Obama. Because when a Navi says you should be makom and Obama, you don't listen to such a Navi. In other words, it doesn't have a din of a Navi saying it. What says a Navi said? Because if there's a gather of Elif Tishmon, which means a Navi could say to be Makom and Obama, Mitzad the din of Elif Tishmon. So then, once you have this din of Mitzad Elif Tishmon, you're Makriv and Obama, Mitzad you listen to a Navi, so then you could go further and say, well, not only do you listen to the Navi, Mitzad Elif Tishmon, but really the Obama doesn't have a real din of Obama, it's like Heter HaBomers, but rather it becomes Mamish like a din, B'Makom HaShatira has a din of Heter HaBomers. But to go straightly and say, you have a bum, which the Torah says, it's awesome. And now, all of a sudden, it's a Navi, which you're not supposed to listen to a Navi about such things. And now, all of a sudden, a Navi is saying, you should do it. And the Torah is telling me to tell you, if a Navi tells you to do it, then you should listen. That doesn't go into the Yad, the Bamakam HaShatira, and that's the Hetera Bama. Could be that we wouldn't be able to learn such a limit. We wouldn't be able to learn such a limud. We would never go to such a limud. Once we have the limud that there's a din of a Navi telling you a heter abomis al tzgeder from tchuya, so that could develop into a geder of hutu. That's how you could learn. Because Lefiza will come out that what I'm saying is only, it's only like the limud. You would have never had the second limud if not for the first limud. It doesn't say that here in the Sikha. It seems in the Sikha that Yuktaka can't have, in other words, the Sotish can note that there should be a heter abomis based on a Navi if there's no musig of a Navi being able to speak about something like this. It's like ilu, nothing started. Where did it start from? So first you have to have this din that a Navi could speak about this Indian beside the din of Elif Tishmon. And once we have this din of Elif Tishmon, so then it could be developed that it's not only a din of Elif Tishmoyin that you listen to the Navi, it's a din in the Navi, even though it's a Isra Abomis, but from listening to the Navi, it becomes Taka Heter Abomis. So just a sikum a little bit of what we learned until now, is the Nekudas HaDvarim is that there's two limudim to teach us that a Navi, that when a Navi tells us to be makriv and Obama, you makriv and Obama. One limud is from Elif Tishmon, and the other limud is b'makom ha'shatira. And b'pashtus chattas two separate dinim. One is like a din in Navi, and the other is a din in Obama. And l'churi, you could learn that it's like hilo machlekes between Bavli and Yerushalmi, or the Bavli and the Sifri. But on that, the Rebbe establishes, no, that we see clearly that the Sifri has both limudim. And therefore, we can assume that the Bavli also has both limudim. And then the Rebbe says, Nachmer, the Rebbe, the Arichos, Benegeh, the Siyum of Mesechta Zvachim, where over there we see that there's a Ribu Pratim Benegeh Hilchas Bama. So again, so the question is, what's the purpose of the Arichos Advarim? So there's the Teretz of the Teferis Yisrael, which the Rebbe doesn't accept, because it doesn't, it's not mistaber that there should be like such an Arichos Advarim in case a Goy comes and asks a Yid what to do when Ladina Yisrael, it's not Negeh really that the Yid should have to answer him. So Mel, it's not really a Din Torah that the Yid, it's not, it's Negeh Halacha. No, it's like Halacha Mamish, which is a Halacha. So over there, the Gemara can speak about Halachas, which are Dover Leishchiach Klal Klal. But Sof Kol Sof, it's possible that this should happen, and that's the Halacha. But over here, there's no Halacha that the Yid has to tell the Goy what to do. The guy will ask the Yid what to do, so the Yid will be able to tell him what to do. So for that you have to speak about a dover such a built ishchiach. That's and the Eid Vuviyikah, the Rebbe says that this halach is not negir to a guy. And those just like Tzavis Bnei Yisrael teaches us that a guy is mechuyah is mutter bebama. So Tzavis Bnei Yisrael also teaches us that the proti adinim of a bama also don't belong to a guy. In Memele, so the shaila is l'may nafkimina. So on that the Rebbe says the nafkimina is negir. There'll be a navi. So on that, it became a whole Arichos Advarim that the Shaychus HaNavi Bezman Hazeh. It's not like the Pashtus Advarim that it says that if the Chagas Chari Malachi is Batl Ruch HaKedesh and the Mele, so Echmi Nifs is Vidalosh Nistalki Ruch HaKedesh and therefore, so there's no Nevoah. So the Rebbe proves, no, that the Beferish, there is Nevoah. That the Beferish could be Nevoah and it's only Nistalki Ruch HaKedesh. But it's not Batl Ruch HaKedesh. He brings from Lashon Rambam, he brings from the Rambam in the Geres Teimon. I'll call upon him, it's Shaykh that there should be a Navi. So that's why it's Negea, because it's Shaykh that you should have a Bama Bizman Azel when there's a Navi. Ay, Lechur, it's also a Milsid Lishchiach. It happened once that there was a Bama that there was a Navi that said to be the Makrib of the Bama. It was only the Vaila happened once. So that says, Enoch Nami. If you'd learn, the way you'd learn Mitzad Elif Tishmon, that the whole gather being Makriv and a bomb is only because you have to listen to the Navi. Say in a Chinami, Hotnish Kinar, that the whole Sugyas HaGimara should be talking about in case there'll be such a Maisa with a Navi. Masha'inkin, if the word is that when the Navi tells you to do it, that becomes a heter abomis. So Be'amis, right now, Bizman Hazeh, there's a din abomis. You're asking a question, there's no bomis Bizman Hazeh. So the Mainav community this whole din. The answer is there is Bamas Bizman Hazeh. What do you mean there is Bamas Bizman Hazeh? Normally there isn't Bamas, but if there'll be a Navi, so then there'll be Bamas Bizman Hazeh. So in Mela, since there's a din of a, that's what I'm saying, are you the Reviale? Lepel Mamish, there's no din Bamas because Lepel, there's no Navi. I mean, there was no Navi that told us. But Lepel, it's Shaykh, there should be a Navi. And when there'll be a Navi, it'll be a din Bamas. So in Mela, since it'll be a din bama, so we have to know the halachas of the bama. And that's a din halachin teira. That's in the kudus avort. So in Mela, so this whole sugis ha-gimara in Bavli, in at the end of Masechta Zvachim, proves that the Bavli taka holds also of this yisod, that there is a din, that when a Navi tells you to be makom bama, it becomes a din bama. I vishtim in the tzvein yonim. That on one hand there's a din of Elif Tishmon, and on the other din there's a din of Bamokim HaShatira. So the Rebbe is Masber. In other words, starting it's the fact that you're listening to the Navi, that the Navi can b'chol talk about something, which is like Chura Hepach HaTeira, that comes with the din of Elif Tishmon. But once there's a din of Elif Tishmon, so now there becomes another din, that this Bama that the Navi spoke about, and you're supposed to do it with the Elif Tishmon, gets a din of a Navi Mamish. Vaisa is like we said before, that if not for the first din of Elif Tishmon, Voltish Gat Kinart, that a Bama, that a Navi spoke about, has a din of din Bama. Because Vaseis, the Navi spoke about it. It's a Navi can speak about something like this. I mean, there's like, Kila, there's no Chaleis Shem din Nevius on such a thing. Maybe it has to be Musber a little bit clearer to explain why you can't have the second din without the first din. Al der gor poshut, you wouldn't have said pshat that Elif Tishmon, b'mokim ha-shatira on a Navi, if not for the din of Elif Tishmon. You wouldn't have come to say this pshat, but I think It's more than that. It's, in other words, you can't have the din of b'makom shatira unless you first have the din of elif tishmoy. That's the mashmoyis advar. Okay, we're up to Siv Vav. V'hinei al pi amavur le'il shibahakrava b'bam al pinovi yesh bo shnei tzivuyim. First of all, there's the din of elif tishmoy, and beis, there's another din of hakravas carbon b'bam. Is moving. Shebahakrava bebama al yidei navi, yesh bo maila yaseira legabe hakrava bebama b'shas heter abamus. V'leirak yisin bekamus shemekayim beis mitzvus, ki imgam mitzad echus shalakol. Knows bepashtus when you makrav an abama al pi navi, you mekayim the mitzvah of elif tishmorin, and then you also be mekayim the mitzvah of being makrav bebama. So chorus bekamus, you have two mitzvahs. You don't have the mitzvah of Elif Tishmoyim. But the Rebbe is saying, no, there's a tiferer inyan, that the gather of the carbon over here, tuzuf more than the carbon normally b'shas heter abomus. The Rebbe says, avart hazei. Karbonis cheva, einam kreivim b'boma. That's the rule. The rule is you can only be makriv in aboma, the karbonis nidova, not karbonis dvarim hanidova. Nidr van nidav, not a korban cheva. Now the Rebbe is teaching hainu. The Rebbe is teaching the hainu. Now this hainu, I'm not sure if this is the way everyone understands the pashto din in this din. I'm just saying this. The Rebbe says it like bepshitos. Korbanus cheva einam kreven bebom hainu. She'ein dai bakrova bebom uktushasa. Shechiyuv sheyeshne al ha'adam yuchal lekayme bebam. A person, when he has a carbon chayva, so there's a chiyuv al agavra, the person to be bring a carbon. Now, normally you fulfill that chiyuv by bringing a carbon. So you bring a carbon to Bisamigdash. So that carbon Bisamigdash fulfills the chiyuv that you have on the person to bring a carbon. So the Rebbe is saying, yeah, of course you brought a carbon Bisamigdash. Fulfilled the chiyuv on you to bring a carbon. A person did an avera, he has to bring a carbon chatas. So by bringing the carbon chatas in the Beis Hamikdash, he fulfilled bringing a carbon chatas. Now there's a bomb. A bomb, you're able to bring a carbon, but the question is, could you bring a carbon that'll cause that you don't longer need to bring a carbon chatas? In other words, the carbon is not only there was a carbon. There was a carbon that had an effect on you. You had a chiyuv to bring a carbon chatos, and by you bringing a carbon chatos, the carbon that you brought in the Beis HaMikdash took off that chiyuv of carbon chatos. So who had this? So he's saying, an abama, the madrega of carbon, which is brought in abama, is not in that level, which could, at kedekach, be pale, that the chiyuv of carbon chatos, which you have, you are mekayim. That seems to be saying over here, nachamo, karbonus cheva, Einam kreven bebama hainu, like it's posh, like it was posh, hainu. She'ein dai bakrova bebama uktushasa. The gather of being makrov in abama and the holiness of the kedusha of abama, shechiyuv sheyesh ne'al ha'adam yuchal lekayme bebama. Av shemitzvus carbon she'ein mechuyuv bo mekayme bebama. When a person brings a carbon and he's not mechuyuv in the carbon, so one thing about a carbon chatus or an osham. Is a carbon chves, a carbon ela, a carbon shlomim. He could bring in a carbon. But lepel, in order to be a, no, there is a carbon in a bomber, but not naefim that it could be take away the chiyuv on the person. Chiluk zeh hu rak b'negei l'hadam. A person can't be yoytze his mitzvah bringing a carbon by bringing in the bomber. B'negei l'havedes. Upul is our carbon cheva. Is the harinas is in gam bakrive carbon sheini cheva bebam. In other words, chiluk zeh rak benegel laadam. Benegel lahavedes upul is by carbon cheva harinas is in gam bakrive carbon sheini cheva bebam. In other words, the problem of bringing a carbon cheva is not the actual bringing of the carbon, says the Rebbe. That's not the problem. The same. The shechita and the kabbalah and the ilach and the zvika, everything is done. Sign a carbon cheva, sign a carbon sheina cheva. But the difference is a carbon she'ein cheva, all you're doing is being mekayim mitzvahs, bringing a carbon. Masha'ein can a carbon cheva, you're not only bringing a carbon, you're bringing a carbon, and through that, fulfilling your obligation to bring a carbon. That level of fulfilling your obligation to bring a carbon can be fulfilled through a bamba. That's what it says here. L'chura, that's what it says here. That's the pashto pshat. Masha'enkin, that's a, now the Rebbe says Masha'enkin k'shemakrivim bebomba al pitzivu anavi. So here is hareza me'en karbon cheva. Why? Because when the Navi told you to be makriv in the bomba, so l'chura, now there's a chiv. You have a chiv to be makriv in the bomba. Besides the fact you'll become the mitzvah of Elif Nishmor, there becomes a chiv to be makriv in the bomba. And when you'll be pale makriv in the bomba, you will mekayim that chiv being makriv in the bomba. And the gather of being makriv in the bomba, like the Rebbe said till now, is a pshat, it's a regular carbon, like b'shas heter abomas. But doi zachidish, the heter abomas accomplishes that what you're doing is also being pale, it's like be paying more than a regular heter abomas. Regular heter abomas, the heter abomas too zuv, that what you're doing is a mitzvah, it's a carbon. But it doesn't have an effect on you. Masha'inkin over here, by you doing what you're doing, it actually has an effect on you. The signal nacher, kedushas ha'akrova v'habom ha'piyelis le'irak ba'akorban, ki im gam ba'odom. Notice through the bringing the carbon in the bomber, the akrova in the bomber is being piled on you. Ha'odom mekayin tzivi Hashem amutol olov, ha'tzivi de'elof tishmon. He has a chiyuv of elof tishmon, and that chiyuv of elof tishmon, which is fulfilled through bringing the carbon, through bringing the carbon, is being uvgeton through the carbon that's being brought in the bomb. So, I think it needs further clarification to explain. In other words, the Ashtar Zachi is that this whole Yisod, that the difference between a carbon choiva and a carbon and a nidr v'nidr is because this is your obligation. And this is not your obligation. And the question is, can the carbon two of something, which is your, which is going to two of that your obligation should go off? I'm not sure if everyone understands it that way. I mean, if that's like such a davar haposhut, l'chura al derech haposhut, you could say that l'chura, it's a din of the carbon. In other words, a carbon which is nidav v'nidav is a type of carbon that could be brought in Obama. Masha'enkin in a carbon which is not nidav v'nidav can't be brought in the carbon. I mean, it's a din in the carbon, not in the person. Such a carbon can be brought in a bama, and it's only a nidav v'nidav, not a chatos. V'amiz is a machlekes. B'negia l'mashal a carbon nazir. A carbon nazir, which the naziris comes through that you're mechayiv yourself naziris. But on the other end, it's a carbon chatos. So the question is, could you bring that carbon chatos in a bomba? It's a machlekas, I think, or made in the chacham. And over there, l'chura, it's for sure, there's a chiyuv. There is a chiyuv, but the question is, that chiyuv came through you being mischayiv. So if you learn that the vart is the reason why you can't bring a carbon chatos is because you can't, the carbon that you bring can't take away your chiyuv. So l'chura, so for sure you shouldn't be able to bring a carbon chatas there either. So ain't a chinavi. Could be that l'peil mamish, according to the mandomos, you can't bring a carbon chatas there. This would be the hezber. But according to the mandoma that holds it, you could bring a carbon chatas of, let's say, a nazir, because the nazir came, they nidav v'nidav. So ain't a chinavi became through nidav v'nidav, but now it became a chiyuv. Now that there is a chiyuv, so l'chura, why aren't you? So l'chura, if this is the beer, so why shouldn't they have to be the chiyuv? So l'chura, this would be only late tzad, that such a carbon also you can't bring. I'm just saying a that the Rebbe is saying it like bepshitus, that this is a davar aposha, that this is the hezber. L'chura, maybe it's totally that machlekes. That's einzach. Nochazach, you have to understand, this is din of elif tishmoin. A person takes a neder. So he's also mechoyev. He's mechoyev to mekayim the neder. Now when he's going to go ahead and bring the carbon, so he was mekayim his neder. Now over here you're saying there was a chiyuv elof tishmoin, and when you do what elof tishmoin, you are mekayim the elof tishmoin. So why is when you do the elof tishmoin, so that's considered I'm doing of something in the person because I have a chiyuv of elof tishmoin, and if I have a chiyuv to make a neder, to mekayim the neder, so you'll have to say the pshat zazeh. A neder has nothing to do with the guf akorb. There's a din. You're supposed to be mekayim a neder. Now, if I made a neder to bring a korban neila, and I bring a korban neila, so I was mekayim the neder. But that had nothing to do with the korban having an effect on me. It's not, the me is not in the korban. There's no like, pnimis de kishaykhah between me and the korban. It's only, there's a shaykhah, the only shaykhah is that I have to be mekayim my neder, so I was mekayim my neder. It's not that it had an effect on me. Lepela, I was mekayim my neder, so lemela, I don't have to bring them, so I don't have to do anything further. Mashenkin over here, the pshat is, I have a chiyuv to listen to the Navi. So notice, there became a chiyuv to bring this carbon. And by bringing this carbon, I fulfilled my obligation. So then it affected me. Yeah, you have to make, let's be maybe explained better. We explained better, the chiluk between, by me doing what Elof Tashmoin, so I did something within me. Mashenkin, because I had a chiyuv to do it. Because the Navi told me to do it, there's a chiyuv elof tishmoin. So by me doing it, I'm bechuv gedar on me. Masha'in came, if a person only did a neder, so that he fulfilled it because he was mekayim his neder, but that's not called, I did something in me. It needs further explanation. But I'll call upon the nekudas advarim is that normally a bummer, you can be mekayim a carbon, but the carbon can't really affect you. You did a carbon, but it won't affect you. Mashenkin over here, since there's a chiyuv of elof tishmon, so by you bringing this carbon, so first of all, the carbon has a din carbon, and the carbon also affects you that you are mekayim through this carbon of elof tishmon. So on that, the Rebbe says val derech. He continues further val derech. Klolus achiluk shbein hakrova bebama lakrova b'samigdash. Hakrova bebama ene pielus shetispashit hakdusha. B'mokim bei hukr v'akorb. Leimatzin the kedusha ba'mekemis shebaover hoye ben bamas. So they were makriv korbanos, and they did good things. But lepel, the place where they were makriv, it didn't affect. It only did the act was there, but it didn't have an effect. It didn't extend further. Masha'inkem mizbeach shel amigdosh shakrovis akorban piyalus kedusha gabem kemim. The Rebbe Ha'ara in Ha'ara 38 it gets involved. That kedushas hamizbeach is totally in the carbon, but I'll call upon the hakrovas hakarbon is pale like kedusha gabim kemi. You're being mamshev the kedusha also outside of the act of the carbon. Haynu she'em bekeches shel carbon bebama lahamshech hakedusha mimenu vechutza. Masha'en kein carbon beis hamikdash. So on that the Rebbe is saying ukein zeh, just like we see that the chiluk between the bama and the beis hamikdash. The bama a bama is a nin of a carbon, but it's not a carbon which the kedusha could extend further than the carbon itself. It's only the ma'isak rava was a ma'isak rava, but further than that, it doesn't extend. So masha'inkin the besamigdash, the kedusha of the carbon extends further. So kein zeh uachiluk shbein hakrava bebama b'shas hatera lahakrava bebama al pinovi hakrava bebama stam. It could only do the act. It can't have any effect, not on a place, not on a person, which is al ha'adam. Masha'inkin hakrav al pinavi, ipiyal is gam al ha'adam. That by doing this, al pinavi, so no, the in of a navi is not only it's enabling you to bring a carbon. It's able to bring a carbon, and that carbon could do more than even a regular bama. That's like a chidush. So first the chiddush was that a bama, when it's al pianovi, has a din of a bama like hetera bamas. Now that I'm saying even nachmer, that a bama, b'shas hetera bamas, not only has a din of a hetera bamas, but has a psagvisa mi'ein of the Beis HaMikdash. Mi'ein of the Beis HaMikdash is like furthermore, like how much a real carbon, so to speak, it is, When you makriv a carbon in a bama al pitzivyanov, that's the kudus advar. So that's like a nachachidish in a chidish. It says the chiddush was that a bama has a din of a real carbon. It's like a carbon by shas hetera bamas. And the chiddush over here is that it's more than shas hetera bamas, because it's being pale on the person, that the person is being mekayim the mitzvah of elif tishmon. Not only is mekayim the mitzvah of elif tishmon, and it's like, and that's having an effect that the chiyuv of elif tishmon, he was mekayim by the fact that he did it, which you have to understand that, like what's the chiddush here, and it hasn't yet much. So it's al tzal derech hamiein of a carbon in the base of mikdash. Siv zayin val piyam now. Because that din bama stam is the chanat negeb is manazer. Ki im bedin hakrove be bama al pi novi. So that's really the sugi. We're talking about a bama. Normally we think of a bama b'shas heter bamas. But the real inyan of b'shas heter bamas means even b'smanazer. And heter bamas means al pi novi. And I said, shdoki novi will pale if there's no novi. So that's only ayu the revi'ale. But be'etzim there's such a din. Like the Rebbe said, Bikolskein, that there's a din right now, even if they'll pale, there's no neshama. There's no goy, there's no from Zainumas. So, Alpiyam now, Shasugi, Bevsim, Mesech, Tuzvachim, Ayre, Beikr, Lei, Bedin, Bama, Stam, Kim, Bedin, Hakrove, Bebama, Alpinovi, is moving a kisher, shall see him, Mesech, the last cholos. The beginning of Mesech, Tuzvachim, is called Azvachim, Shiniz, Bechushal, Lishman, Ksheim, El, Shali, Olu, Lebailim, Lishamchev. There's a mitzvah, you bring a carbon, and that carbon is a carbon. But on the other end, the bailim weren't neschaper, which means, so the Rebbe is teaching, shachsorn be carbon shenizbach shalei lishmahu, she'enei peter se'odim michiyuvim. There's a musig that there was a carbon, but that carbon didn't affect that the person should become peter michiyuvim. Hainu she'en be koichoy lifel al odim. Knows it's a carbon, but it's not carbon that's able to extend that the person should be peter michiyuvi. He nichirsreini ze sheboy koy breisham besichta. Is so that's the chesaron. The chesaron is we're talking about a carbon because it's lacking in lishma. So therefore, it could not extend. That's how the Rebbe is learning that the pshat is. I'm like normally you'd say it's missing shalele. I'm not sure how you'd normally learn, but it's like saying a carbon that you brought shalei lishma is a different type of carbon, and therefore a person wasn't yetzer his chiyuv to bring a carbon chatos. A person has to bring a carbon chatos. The carbon chatos has to be brought lishma. That's the chiyuv of the carbon chatos. If he brings the carbon chatos shalei lishma, so einach nami a carbon there is. I'm not a carbon chatos. Carbon chatos b'emes is possible. Chutz mechatos, the Mishnah says. But I mean to say, it's not a carbon shlom. A person has a chiyuv to bring a carbon, whatever, a carbon osho. I'm saying a carbon osho. So a person has a chiyuv to bring a carbon. So he has a chiyuv to bring a carbon. So that chiyuv to bring a carbon is only if he brings the carbon lishmo. That's the type of carbon he's mechuyuv to bring. If he brings the carbon lishmo, so that's the carbon he's mechuyuv to bring. And if he brings that carbon that he's mechuyuv to bring, he was yaitza. If he brings another carbon, so the carbon is still considered a carbon because a carbon shalei lishma is considered a carbon. But on the other end, he didn't fulfill what he was mechuyev to do. What he was mechuyev to do was to bring a carbon lishma. I think that would be l'chura, a simple way of understanding that Mishnah. But the Rebbe is saying different. The Rebbe is saying that pshat is azay be'emes you brought a carbon, but a carbon shalei lishma doesn't have that l'chura. You brought a carbon. Of a hard raya, it's a carbon kosher. So you have a chiyuv to bring a carbon, and you brought a carbon, and that carbon is a carbon kosher. So what's the chesaron of here? L'chura, you brought a carbon, the carbon is a carbon kosher. So you're saying, yeah, the carbon is a carbon kosher, but that carbon doesn't have that ability to be able to cause that you should become potter from the carbon. See, even though you had a chiyuv to bring a carbon, you brought a carbon, and the carbon was a carbon kosher, so l'chura, ma'in yachasa, nay. It's chaser because that carbon didn't have it. So it's a different way of understanding it. It's not the carbon you were mechayev. That it was the carbon you were mechayev. You this is a shem carbon, but that carbon doesn't have the ability to be able to patter you from your chiyuv. That's the gedder. That the chesaron is because it's shalei lishmo. You don't have a chayev. And that he says hinei chesrei nizeh. That's together the way the Rebbe is learning. Is hine chesreini ze sheboy koy b'reisha mesichta nidgash b'miyuchad al yedei dini siyum ha-mesichta. Afilu b'bom al-pinovi sheboy ayri b'ika b'siyum ha-mesichta nemshech es ha-gdushi gam al-o-odam ha-makrif. No, it's not like in the beginning where he's talking about shalei l'shmo, it's not nimshach. Over here it is nimshach. Aval pi she-espashto se-pulis ha-gdusha d'bom b'chlal eine kezusha b'is ha-migdush. But over here, when it's al pi anovi, it could be nispashit al hodom. Allah has kame v'kame beis hamigdash. So ma'adach in a boma, which is if it, when it's al pi anovi. So you could be mamshir di gedusha. Al hodom, Allah has kame v'kame beis hamigdash. She'ikir in yoni is korbonis. Chevesh al atziva v'al ayochid. Ze shepeil o mamshir gedusha al yidei akor. So in the Samigdash over there, it's mamish mamshach, it's mamshach kedusha, even in a greater mos. So the ikar vort is, in other words, the Rebbe is saying pshat that there's a chesaron in the beginning of the mesecht. It's a chesaron that you have a carbon, but the carbon is not coming down lamata. In other words, having an effect bepeil mamish. It's only in the world of the carbon that's good, but it's not having an effect. The end of Masechta Zvachim, we're talking about that it's already having an effect. In other words, it became a real carbon. It became a real carbon, and it's having an effect on the person. There's a din of Elif Tishmor. And Nachmer, a carbon mamish in Beis HaMikdash, has Nachmer of an effect. Si'if Ches, Teikev Kedushas HaMitzvahs, Na Korbonis, Ka Beis HaMikdash, ושבבום על פינובי וכולו, ופולוסי באודם ובמוקים, כאין זה הוא בניגי אלו ביס הכנסת וביס המדש. Just like there's a music, that a carbon in a ביס המיגדוש, and in a בום על פינובי, has an effect on the person, has an effect on the place, is על דרך זה, is when you have a ביס הכנסת וביס המדש. כיוון שאין מיגדוש מעט, מספלם בהם, שתפילס כנגד מידם תקנן, ולאינדם בהם, וכל זה תומד, בדוגמס הביס המקדש שמקריבים ביתומת וכולו, נסף על העניונים שיש לנו גם בבומה, is בקיצר, so in a ביס הכנסס, in a ביס המדש, is הרי בהם עצמם נמשכס הקדושה, באיפן שנישה שם גם לאחר זמן ופיל גם בעוד. So when a person does, the קדושה, which is נמשך in a ביס הכנסס, first of all, is נמשך on קדושת המוקים, and it's also the kedusha, which is nimshach lebeis hamikdash, also an effect on the person, just like we're learning over here that through the korbanos is having an effect on the person. Shemizem moving achidush shadava shebekedusha hanase b'mkemis elu yesh b'teisus kedusha. When a person is doing a dava shebekedusha, he's not talking about dava shebekedusha. He named dava shebekedusha al basar. It means talking about a halak azach, a mitzvah. So such a thing is something which, if you do it in a Beis HaKnesses, it has a taste of kedusha. Mizeh yiro b'negei l'peil, sholachura, teiv l'asiz dovish b'kedusha v'chulu, Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedesh, melasei se av sheyir b'esi hidu v'chulu b'mokim achar. So if you want to do a dovish b'kedusha, the question is where to do it. Should you do it in Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedesh, or should you do it in a different place? So it's preferable to do it in the Beis HaKnesses Beis HaMedesh than to do it elsewhere. Mikivin shek sheyseh b'mokim sheyesh b'kedusha yiseyra mitisefes kedusha al kedushas. It brings over here in the Hora 42 k'may merazal shakodesh baruch hu motzi b'Beis HaKnesses. And the Rebbe adds v'tzarech chipus v'im huve b'feirish b'poskim levad mitfilo. They're saying, "Daf noch gucken," to see this musig that the things dvarim shebekedusha achutz daven should also be done in the Beis HaKnesses. By day am shachas v'espashes hakedusha shol mikdash ma'ad be'ilam b'meshach zman agolus is niske lebini Beis HaMikdash hashlishi ulekabel am shuchas hakedusha mimenu ayidei shenakru bekarbonis bepeil mamish. Mikim shoz es ruach atum avim in oriz bevadish kol hakorbonis yir lishmon kimisvet zir sinecha v'tum shakdushas hakorbon v'chulu gam ha makrivi hakorbonis V'yis'alu bi'ilu y'achar ilu bi'korvosam l'fnei havayah.